We live in a time that's extraordinarily dark and distracting. Somebody was a lighthouse in the dark for you. People are watching. People need you. And you can be that person in your community that teaches people that life is good. What is it that would make you more of a role model? Have people on your journey because they get to watch you doing it every single day. Can you handle it, Growth Day?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Day's Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. A friend of mine was my best friend in high school, and I was kind of a lost kid, kind of a rowdy kid, but I don't know. There was something that when I walked in this house, I just felt accepted and I'd be happy and I'd be a little more boisterous in my friend's house than I was even at my house. I'd walk in the house because I knew he was going to be fun and he would see me, and he always talked to me like I was an adult. That never really happened to me. He talked to me like I was an adult. So I'd walk in there and I'd kind of be a little more, you know, I'd be a little more outgoing and a little more active and a little more fun with him, and he'd be that way with me. And I remember I'd be walking in the house, and every time I walked in the house, he goes, "Oh, here comes the president." And he was a lighthouse for me. No one ever told me I could be a president. They usually said, "Get the out of my yard." So this was a different experience. Part of the dream.
part of a wanting good life was probably modeled for you. Somebody had it, somebody showed it to you, or somebody revealed to you you had potential. Somebody was a lighthouse in the dark for you. I want you to write their name down, or several of their names down right now. What did they teach you? Do you got that spouse who's struggling? They need your beam of light. You got the person on the team really struggling? They need that beam of light. Who do you need to be a lighthouse for right now? Sometimes we forget that's who we are for others. What are you grateful for? Who was your lighthouse? Who do you need to be a lighthouse for? And fourth, how do you need to develop? What do you need to get better at? What do you need to change? What is it that would make you more of a role model? I can tell you, for me, it was communication skills. It was like, I couldn't talk. I knew that I needed to learn how to talk if I was gonna have an impact, because I was very uncomfortable. This is hard, but who's having a good time in Growth Day, LA, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. We live in a time that's extraordinarily dark and distracting and discouraging, and the answer is right there in your heart. Combine this with two things. Being a role model, these plus this is what's going to beat those. Yeah, like that. This stuff, when this is more than that, you win life. When this is more than that, life feels great. It doesn't mean life feels absent from these, but these no longer slow your day. They no longer ruin your mood. What do you need to condition or develop or improve about yourself so that you can be better for others and achieve your dreams? I'm actually going to make it even more simple than that. Because I thought, you know, what's more motivating that I can talk about after break than this next concept today, which is the ruin. Let's talk about how we ruin our lives. Who's motivated? As we start being role models for others, as we start seeking an extraordinary life, we tend to ruin our lives, sometimes because we don't set a ceiling, right? We're just always, 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 always on, always going, always burning, always burning, always burning. No time for fun, no time for family, no time for the joys of life or to experience it. Your ruin tends to be something you're actually going to like when you hear it, because I'm going to give you permission to stop doing it. And that is, we need to talk about your inability to say no. Can we talk about that, ladies and gentlemen? The ruin is the inability to say no. We got successful. We didn't have a ceiling, so we kept saying yes, 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 yes. And we looked at our day. Every day's agenda is like, you have to set a strong barrier of no's in your life. But that's a discipline I think people like. Yeah, yeah. Oh no, just me? Are you all here? Am I wrong, or do you guys like saying no? Okay, you don't like it. How many of you know you need to do it? Okay. That's what I mean by the ruin. You don't like to do it, so you don't, but you know you should. That is what discipline means. How many people pleasers in the house tonight? Okay, yeah, look around the room. Oh yeah, a lot of people pleasers. Me too. I get it. I'm just like that. I want all of my friends to be heard. All of my friends want me to read their book. All of my friends want to know how we do this email marketing. All of my friends want to know what systems we have. All of my friends, do you have 2 minutes that ends up being in an hour? And if I serve all those friends, nothing in my life would move forward. So we don't feel like it's safe. If I say no to everybody, they're going to be mad at me. Well, the best ones to have mad at you or your family and your friends and your team, because they know you and they'll probably be there in the morning. You have a million projects? Me too. Let me help you with your million.
Anyone? Okay. It's just like, it's not logical. It's an emotional compulsion to please people. And what I need you to do is have an emotional compulsion to live an extraordinary life. And it comes with the discipline of not ruining your life by saying yes to everything. I have all these auto replies saved in my email provider. Some of you are laughing because you've gotten it from me. It literally says, thank you so much for thinking of me and for the invitation. The challenge is right now, my calendar has been booked for months. I typically could book out 6 to 9 months. And so that means right now I'm working on projects that I'm obligated for other people and other responsibilities that have been here for months. And unfortunately, I can't take on your last minute request right now because I'm fulfilling all those things that were strategically planned earlier. I wish you the best and I'm cheering you on. Brendan. I'd probably send that out 50 times a week. And this is friends, like, my book's coming out next month. Can you review it? And I'll send them a picture of all the books on this little table I have over that I have to review. I'm like, oh, these ones right here.
Recording in progress.
Somebody just realized they're like, shoot, he gave us a script and we didn't record it. Dang, he just gave us the script. It's gone. I'll say it one more time. It's something to the effect of, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate you thinking of me. However, my plate is already full of projects that have been planned months ago, and I have obligations to people in those projects. My calendar usually fills up 6 to 9 months in advance, so unfortunately, I can't take on your last minute request right now so I can service these other strategic priorities from before. However, I wish you the best, and I'm cheering you on, Brendan. Something like that. And no is a very important thing because there is no focus without no. And it's not just saying no so that you have free time. It's saying no to unhealthy requests more. The number thing, one thing I work with new athletes, like the ones who just signed the big contract, all of a sudden their agenda is so packed full. And all those things seem like yeses. But then they can't reset for practice. They can't reset for playoff. They can't reset for Super Bowl. They can't reset. And as they're trying to reset, guess what? Everybody has to pick up the slack for them. So now they're the drama. The less you say no, the more you become the drama. I want you to be so proud of the hard boundaries you set that like you're standing guard to this extraordinary life. Like you're out front standing guard to the extraordinary life. If it's not a high quality yes, it is a hell no. Y'all got it? Everyone say it with me, hell no.
Hell no.
Okay, now just say no nice. No. Okay, see, either one, they both work. Next 30 days, give yourself a challenge. Be hyper vigilant about saying no. Ultra, we meet mid-month, we come back together. This will be one of the challenges that when we do our breakout, I want you to share with your Ultra members when we're online, what were the things that you said no to or the hard boundaries you left LA and you set in your life? Saying no is winning. Oh, I love that list. I'm like, oh, I said no to this thing, this thing, this thing. I'm like, that's great because I barely had time to do this thing, this thing, this thing. If I had said yes to that, I would have teetered over completely into chaos. Thank God I said no. Okay, we talked about the ruin. What about the rise? How do we rise? The rise is the rise of all boats. It means finding other people. It means your team. It means your network. It means we rise together. We live in a society where we've all pulled ourselves apart. The challenge is we're fighting all the battles alone. And when you fight a battle alone, you always lose. That's the problem. There is no great battle in history where there was one individual, right? The only example it would look like we have is David and Goliath. But we forget all of the strength and the support that was behind David, let alone with him. Most of us think that we're on like some kind of like, hopefully this, and we achieve that, right? Because we're always just by ourselves. So we have our ups and downs. But it's funny, when you get more people on that same journey, it's like that. That over time, the variability actually decreases and the upward trend is there. More people ended up making you more efficient. That when you were down, but this guy was up. That balance creates a predictability of progress and growth. Who understands what I'm talking about? This is why you need people. You need people. You need friends. You need family. You need peers. You need growth day members. It's like, have people on your journey. When you're down, someone's up. And the odds are, over time, the growth is more. See, how many of you have been down the last couple months? Honest. Happens all the time, right? But when you're down, if it's alone and there's no one pulling you up, you stay down even just a little longer. Well, Brenda, I don't need anybody. Well, how long does it take you to get up usually? I'm up in a day or two. Oh, what if it was just an hour or two? The efficiency of your rise is so much better. And I'm not the guy who ever says, don't be down. I'm usually the person who says, seek therapy if you need it, get help, reach out to people. I think the rise happens because of this little graph I showed you. There's plenty of days. I'm down plenty of times. And then I go on a walk with Denise. Thank God for my wife. I go out there. Everyone thinks I'm motivating. Hang out with my wife. She's super motivating. She's good for me like that. Who has some good for you people in your life? Yeah. Could you do me a favor right now? Could you just text them all? Hey, literally, just grab two people right now, text them, and go, hey, you're good for me. That's all I want you to say. Don't say anything else. Just go, hey, you're good for me. Appreciate you. Who's texting somebody right now? You haven't even texted in over 10 days. Yeah, raise your hand. Yeah, keep in touch with those more often. Way more often.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.